Gio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, and today we're going to talk about identity. When I was 16 years old, news spread quickly that McDonald's was building a new restaurant in our town. It seemed just about everyone at school had the same idea and was applying for a job there, and naturally, I wanted a piece of the action. So I asked Mom to drive me to town so I could apply for the job. We lived about 5 miles outside of town. McDonald's had set up shop at the local bank to accept applications, as nearly every teenager in town filed in and out. Everyone had the same idea. After several weeks had passed, all of my friends at school who had applied for the job received their phone call and was told where to pick up their uniform and when to report for work, for training. I waited and waited, but my phone call never came. This couldn't be right. My phone call never came. I remember standing, leaning up against the wall in the kitchen because we had our phone hanging on the kitchen wall. It was the rotary dial phone, and you couldn't miss a phone call because there was no answering machine. There was no caller ID, and you couldn't press a switch hook to put a phone call on hold. So I had to literally wait by the phone. But this couldn't be right. Something had to be wrong. I refused to believe that they would not have called me on purpose. I have a healthy ego. So, I mean, I just couldn't believe this. I have the confidence for several people. So I knew there had to be some sort of mistake. So I told my mom and she said, "Do you want me to take you up there?" And I said, "Yeah." I walked into the bank and knocked on the door of the man who accepted my application. Without even looking up from his newspaper, he said, "Come in." Speaking to the top of his balding head, I told him that I had placed my application with him several weeks earlier and that I had not received my phone call. As he continued with his head buried in his newspaper, kind of sifting through it, back and forth, he said, "All of the positions have been filled." I said, "Yes, sir, but I did not receive my phone call." Still, without looking up, he said, "All of the positions have been filled." Again, I said, "Yes, sir, I understand that, but I did not receive my phone call." Slowly, he looked up over the newspaper and over the tiny round glasses sitting at the edge of his nose, and he said, "And who are you?" With a huge "may I take your order" smile, I said, "My name is Loretta Stanley." He stared at me what seemed like minutes, probably wondering if I was for real. Then he returned the smile, shook his head a little bit in astonishment at my boldness, probably, and said, "The uniforms are in the room next door. Training starts on Saturday at 9. Knocking on that man's door just didn't seem to be enough. But you know what they say, opportunity knocks once, but sometimes you gotta lean on the doorbell. Interestingly enough, fast forwarding into my life 23 years later, I would title my book after what that man said to me. And who are you? And also, interestingly enough, that's the one story I forgot to put in the book. Anyway, that's in my holistic shop on my website. As we say in Cherokee, until we meet again, Dena da, go haya.